Welcome back to Steel Belted Radio, everybody. My name is Jeff. We're doing a pre-recorded tribute today to a band called the Rheostatics from Toronto, listening back to a thing that I put together in 2012. It is meant to be a primer, an introduction to a band that I adore and not enough other people do. So we'll join that tribute once again and listen to some music from a band called the Rheostatics.
Before the break, we were talking about Whale Music, their big album, the one that most people look back on and say that's their best one. Certainly a legendary thing, and we'll play one more from Whale Music, but after that we'll launch into the next record, which was Introducing Happiness, followed up Whale Music, and Whale Music was such a success, and so many critics loved it and everything, that it actually got the Rheostatics their first and only big major record deal. They got a record deal with Sire Records, and you'd think, you know, if you got a big record deal, you'd maybe tone down the weirdness and, you know, do a record that the masses might like. No selling out with these boys. They made the weirdest, most unpredictable, bizarre, diverse record of all. It's got some great stuff on it, and we'll play a couple of those. That's Introducing Happiness. But first, one more from Whale Music. This one's called King of the Past. It's allegedly written about a trip they took in Winnipeg looking for Louis Riel's grave. Fantastic thing. Check this out. This is King of the Past from Whale Music. This is the Rheostatics on Steel Belted Radio.
Check your watch. You're 14 and more. Here lies a road not traveled before. Down in the cellar, your spear on your breath, and up off the floor, did you let him explore? Oh, 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 check your map, your Louis Riel. He rode a horse before you were born. Out in the flatland, the money all spent, and out in the field, your fate has been sealed. Check your map, 'cause you've lost your watch. It's buried under snow, its time does not stop. Find your way homeward, 'cause the rivers are freezing, and under the ice, the borders are changing.
To come while the ice in the back of my head dries. Ah, la, la, la. La, 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 la. La, 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 la. La, 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 la. Take me in your hand, put me back into the nest. Make me feel like a little bird, 'cause everything I hear and everything I see makes me squeak. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. Take me in your hand, squeeze me hard until I pop. Make me feel like a little girl, as wicked as a bee, much happier than.
In the room with the fake look wood and the painting of God, I could see his head bob there in the surf. I could see his footprints fresh in the turf. So I screamed and he yelled. I like the time that I first heard Aerosmith. Steve Tyler saying dream on, but I wasn't sick with the fear, seeing him drown in the cold.
Coldplay starts screams and I yells, but all I heard was the sound of my heart. Me and stupid, his mind was fucked up. Me and stupid, they took stupid to the dumb house, and that was all that saw me. That summer I heard the Ramones. They played original new wave rock.
There you go, from their major record label debut, Introducing Happiness. There's the Rio Statics with Something, you know, perfect for pop music fans everywhere. Me and Stupid. I don't know. Before that, to Take Me in Your Hand. That's a real great song. Great album. I really enjoyed it. There's a lot of magical stuff on there. There's some very, very weird stuff on there as well, which is probably why, you know, their stint on a major record label only lasted one record. But it was a great record, and I recommend it. Before that, though, we heard something from the classic Whale music. We heard King of the Past. And how can you follow up a thing like Introducing Happiness? Well, you go and do a soundtrack to a bunch of paintings. That's right. The Rio Statics got commissioned by the National Art Gallery of Canada to provide a musical soundtrack to a collection of art by the Group of Seven. And they went and recorded this really weird and wonderful thing. I absolutely love it. Every time I go on a road trip, I gotta listen to this thing for sure. It's a terrific thing. Then after that, we'll go to their next proper album. I don't know. The Blue Hysteria, which is a real kind of a dark record. Had a pretty big, a fairly successful pop hit anyway on it. Maybe we'll play that one. Let's just play something from the music of the Group of Seven, then something from the Blue Hysteria, and we'll see where we go after that. These are the Rio Statics and a special pre-recorded edition of Steel Belted Radio.
Wake up. Raise the curtains from your deep, vengeful eyes. Speak out, for I'm certain that it's no disguise. And soldiers stopping traffic can keep these whales at bay. Their gun smoked, the sun broke, and we hauled away. And did you get my message on the people's radio? I wrote it in Alberta, across the prairie spine. Anyway, take two flags and make a
sail. We'll sail. Hey, come in. This song is falling. I built my rocket in a shed and launch it from my pad. Gonna launch it at the sun.
Thank you.
Right there was called The Song of Flight. And I know if you're a real Rheostatics nerd, you've been thinking, hey, I thought you said you knew what you were talking about. You missed a record. Well, I thought I'd throw in the live version there instead. After Whale Music, the Rheostatics being the oddball characters that they are, they released an album called Whale Music. Actually, it was a soundtrack to a film. There's a great book by Paul Corrington, wonderful book, the late, great Paul Corrington, called Whale Music. They made a movie of it, and who else could you ask to do the soundtrack but the Rheostatics? So they went and did a soundtrack to a movie called Whale Music right after they'd done a record called Whale Music. I know. It's terrific stuff, terrific. And that's the Song of Flight that you can get, that's part of that record. That version, though, was part of Double Live, a great Double Live record, obviously. As was the song we heard before that, the Royal Albert, Joey Part 2, their tribute to the beloved Royal Albert Hotel here in Winnipeg, and tales of their stay there long, long ago. Good stuff there. Before that, we heard Bad Time to Be Poor from the album The Blue Hysteria, album that saw them on tour with the Tragically Hip across the country. And that was an interesting time. And we start off that set with Seven from the Group of Seven record, the soundtrack to the Group of Seven paintings. Wonderful, wonderful thing there. After all that stuff, after all that weird and wild rock and roll, what could a band like the Rheostatics do that they hadn't done already? They'd already, you know, burned down a major label record contract. They'd already, you know, released some of the most oddball, wonderful music in the world. So what was left to do but a children's record? That's right. Let's take you now to the story of Harmelodia, a wonderful thing narrated by Dave Bedini's wife, and featuring all kinds of great guest stars, including Kevin Hearn. And this one right here, this is such a good song, sung by our old pal, Sarah Harmer. Here's one from the story of Harmelodia. These are the Rheostatics with Sarah Harmer on Still Built the Radio.
It takes a trip, a step away from your own. Otherwise you wouldn't know, like what makes a seed sown in garden fabric grow. Leave it up to the sun to shine, the rain to fall around. Leave it up to the earth to lie down and lay the ground for something like love.
Gardenarium sat at the very center of the city. It was the children's favorite stop on their way to music lessons. This day, they walked deeper than ever into the grounds and soon found themselves on much less traveled pathways through frizzen lilies, swamp wands, frankenfronds, butterfly flitters, and great red clouds of tall jobbenberry bushes which swayed over the children's heads, casting shadows across their smiling pink faces.
Kingdoms tall in the gardens deep, where the horsefly dreams and the locust sleep. Royal flowers with earthly weeds, where the pollen seeds and the queen bee feeds. When has a girl sniffed too much? And the birds all know if it snows they'll go to Pomelodia. Valleys rich with the vine and the rope, where the horsefly dreams and the antelope.
Well, I I've got a plan. I leave this world, live off the land. Once I get good, once I get better. God bless the pain that came with supply. Now we don't die. We go out of the gray into the blue above. When I get happy again, I'll just go back and try it.
Yeah. cathode lines. Surprise, we've been muted, we've been swept aside.
From the last studio record, and by all appearances it will be the last studio record, 2067, out on the True North Records label. That was Marginalized there from 2067. Before that, we heard P.I.N. and Mumblety Peg, both from a fine record called The Night of the Shooting Stars. And I got to be honest, when I first heard The Night of the Shooting Stars, I kind of thought it was not a great record, which just goes to show you how much your opinion can change over the years, because I think it's a terrific record now. Great stuff on there. Lots of good stuff on The Night of the Shooting, all these records, really. Before that, from the wonderful, bizarre masterpiece, The Story of Harmelodia, their children's album, which ironically is one of my favorite albums, but I've never found a kid who will actually sit through it, and I've tried, believe me. My dream is that someday Jeremy might like this record. Not holding out much hope, but it's a dream. We heard from that fine record, It's Easy to Be With You, and before that, Loving Arms featuring Sarah Harmer. And it's a cool thing. It's this huge package with a full-color hardcover book and the record in there. That's a good one. That's a good one. Anyway, we're running out of time here. I've got a couple more things to get to. I've got to play one from the Nightline sessions. This is the Rheostatics are always CBC Radio Darlings, late night CBC Brave New Waves and Nightlines. And on the last Nightline show, they got to come in and play and basically made a record out of it. And Winnipeg / Brandon Boys Farm Fresh joined him on this show and on this record. And there's some neat stuff on here. This is by far my favorite thing, though. It's called Stolen Car, and it's terrific. It's a Rheostatics on Steel Belt Radio.
Drive away. acid scars. Remember one. I dream, I kiss one final wish. Girl, who's bent to pay my rent? All these things are disappearing. The world is swimming, the stars are bright. I wish I were with her tonight.
Thank you.
As the lights slowly fade on in the studio there, let's leave a little noise in the background. We've been listening to the Rio Static since about 1 o'clock in the morning. They've been playing live on the radio, and now they have stopped.
They have indeed stopped. That's the ending of You Are Very Star, which ends off the Melville record, and there's a whole bunch more to that thing. It's weird, and it's wonderful, and it's fun stuff. Anyways, before that, we heard Rock Death America from the latest release. It came out earlier this year. It's called Greensprout's Music Week 1993 Ultrasound. It's a three-disc collection of live recordings. They used to do these week-long stints at clubs in Toronto. First, the Greensprout's Music Week at Ultrasound, and then the Fall Nationals at the Horseshoe Tavern. And you can check out that three-disc thing. It's a wonderful thing. On zunior.com, Z-U-N-I-O-R.com. And the guy who put it together is the guy who runs RioStaticsLive.com, which is a great place to go to download a lot of live shows the band did over the years. And before Rock Death America from that live thing, we heard Stolen Car from the Nightline Sessions, and that'll about do it for us today. That's unfortunately all the time we have for. I could play hours of this stuff. Hopefully I'll track some of it down. But that's it for today. I'll be here on Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. And then next Thursday, we'll be back to doing what we do best here, playing the roots, the country, all the good stuff. 6:30, 8 o'clock next Thursday. Check out stillbeltedradio.com. Thanks for being here, everybody.